This is to call the Lapine City Council special meeting to order, please. I'll establish a quorum with a roll call.
Dan Varco here.
Don Griner here.
Stu Martinez here.
And Ken Molnix. I'd like to have the Pledge of Allegiance at this time, and I'd like to ask Tom Weller if he will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom. This is a public hearing. A public hearing for withdrawal of the Lapine Water District and the Lapine Special Sewer District. Lapine City Council will consider whether it is in the best interest of the city to consolidate the Lapine Water District and the Lapine Special Sewer District services provided within the city's boundaries into the city through the withdrawal process under ORS 222.520. We will open the public hearing at this time. And I would ask for the staff report, please.
That works. Oh, okay. Does that work out there a little?
No.
Hit that button behind just a hair, just a little.
The baby steps.
Yes. Okay, that's good. All right. This isn't quite like an auditorium type amplifying system. Jeremy's new tonight, so you put the red button if you're going to talk, and the blue button if it's just a short speech, and then you unread it. Otherwise, everything you say is in there, yes. Right. So, I think first I would, Mayor, if we would have our city attorney, Jeremy Green, is here tonight, talk about what we're doing tonight and then what we do subsequently so there's a confusion with the audience and ourselves.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. So the purpose of this meeting is to hold the public hearing that's required under Oregon law.
It was on for a moment.
Yep.
Got this one? Yeah, that gives you permanent, then you undo it, and you talk right into it like a legislator.
The statutory process requires that we hold a public hearing before we ultimately adopt or consider an ordinance. The ordinance is the mechanism that ultimately represents the City Council's decision to move forward with causing the withdrawal of the Water and Sewer District's territory to the extent it is contained within the incorporated limits. So today is providing the public and the districts an opportunity to comment about the intended withdrawal. It is to give the City Council an opportunity to consider and debate the feasibility of the withdrawal, and most importantly, whether or not this withdrawal process is in the city's best interest. And if in fact it is determined today or perhaps next week when the ordinance is considered that it is in the city's best interest to cause a withdrawal, the City Council will ultimately adopt that ordinance next Wednesday. And if all goes well, the withdrawal will be deemed or will be considered effective July 1st of this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, we have a PowerPoint for you guys that will kind of walk through what we're doing, how we got here, and it's obviously abbreviated type presentation with this. Hand it out, and there's more coming, I think. Did you get one, Vicki?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Patty's on her way. But that is a longer, more comprehensive kind of business plan on this process that talks about the withdrawal process, why we're doing it, the benefits to the community, and kind of the issues that we encountered. So I'm going to verbalize some of it, but if you want, it also will be online tomorrow on our website, and you can print it out. You can send it to family, friends, and relatives. If you'd like. And I am not copywriting it, so you're free to reprint it. Back, and she's here. I know Jane Benner is here, and she was one of the folks that got this whole thing started, so you can blame her. But
Pine wanted to incorporate, as most of you know, back in 2000, well before that, they had several tries, but we'll just do the most recent try. So they formed a political action committee to incorporate the city. Deschutes County orders, go ahead, HIP orders the election, and again, that's not meant for you to actually read it there. You're going to have to look at me. They formed the committee, and they did their thing. And it's at the hearing, that's the Lapine Political Action Committee testified its intent the city would fully absorb the two districts and take responsibility. That was before there was ever a vote of the people, and it hadn't yet went to Deschutes County. When they put the budget together, they put the sewer and water district's budget, I thought that was interesting, they actually took their operating budgets at that year, put them in the proposed city budget. It was not an afterthought. That's a requirement of the state of Oregon, that you have to show what are you going to do when you incorporate. And so they included those budgets. Here, the Pine Special District's Pine Water, which entirely encompassed by the city, will be extinguished pursuant to ORS. That was all back before there was a vote of the people. Then the election was held, November 14th. The residents approved the incorporation. There's your first city council. Kitty Shields is here, and Stu Martinez sitting up there was our first mayor. And I don't know if any of the other people are in the room. Okay? There's the incorporation ballot. This is the box that's kind of the real thing, and you've got kind of an explanation and a map. In the box, the existing sewer and water special districts located almost entirely within the boundary are likely to be dissolved when the city takes over. All other special districts will remain intact. The theory was the fire district was never intended to come in. Sewer and water were specifically mentioned that they were the ones going to come in, and then they, of course, said the others aren't. So it was pretty clear what the authors were. If you ever study, like if you study a bill in Congress, they will go look at what people say, and that's the intent of the legislation that really tells you why a particular thing happened. So some people will argue, well, it didn't say it had to. You're right, it doesn't say it had to, because there was no way to put that in the ballot measure. You couldn't vote yes on this. And when you vote yes, it automatically made the districts go away. There's no mechanism to do that. So what it's saying is, the authors of the incorporation and the question they asked the voters was, vote yes, this is what we intend to do when you do that. City Council, and this is then in the explanation, the City Council is expected to dissolve existing Lapine Sewer and Water Districts. Okay. That passed, and we move on down the road. In the corporation proposal, the city would provide water, sewer, road work, and general planning services. That's in the Bend Bulletin, September 20th, prior to the vote. That's in their editorial and the news stories that were coming out. So we moved on. So I kind of skipped forward. We're not going to go over the 3 or 4 years that it struggled to get here, because I think a lot of you know that history, and it really doesn't have a lot of bearing on where we're headed. So these are some new, we signed an intergovernmental agreement that we can initiate the annexation and incorporation withdrawal. The district supports the city's annexation and incorporation withdrawal. That was done on September 20th of 2011. Resolution here, Lapine Sewer and Water hereby consents to the transfer and assumption. The district's consent. They passed a resolution, I think there's another one maybe pops up. City of Lapine will provide services to users being served by Lapine. This was a resolution, and there's one more maybe. City of Lapine will assume debt and responsibilities of the water district. We formed a utilities committee before I got here. You guys had formed one to work on this. It sputtered, some of you were involved, but it talked and met, kind of started working through things. And I do see a couple, 3 of you, 4 of you, Ted, Jane, Ken, Tony, so several of you were here. That is how it was formed by the city, and that was formed to take this issue on, and that was in 2010. And this was what their kind of mission was. It was dissolved. And we have then replaced it. It did meet a while though, so. A public works committee. was going to take on the broader sets of issues, and there's your members, and how many of you are here that are on that? Yep, there's Mr. Weller, and I know that Doug Ward is here. Bill, right there. So we formed a public works committee, and that they're going to hold monthly meetings. We meet tomorrow, 10 a.m., and they will start working on sewer, water, roads, sidewalks. If we ever do a downtown streetscape, anything to do with public works type infrastructure, they will be give guidance to the council. They will kind of flush issues out, give guidance to the staff, who in the long run here will be our new city manager, Steve, and our staff that comes over with and from public work, from the districts. But why do we want to consolidate? All infrastructure systems are planned into one coordinated zoning code. Right now, you kind of go in three different directions. Planning is managed to reduce infrastructure costs. In other words, you got one group wanting to put down a water line and a sewer line, and maybe we're going to build a road the next year. Well, if we know we're putting in water and sewer lines, if it's managed together, we build the road this year, or you delay the water and sewer till next year where you build the road and you tear it up once. Nothing makes you mad to go dig something up and then tear it up again. You see that. Yep. So this will help reduce that. Three elections, three boards, and three audits. When I go and look, we spent, I think it was $9,000 this year on our audit. The water and sewer each spends $9,000 or $10,000. We got $30,000 in audits. When we combine, it probably won't be $15,000 because you know, you're not having three separate reports and three separate collections, you name it. Business-friendly policies and attitudes. I mean, there's people who said that when some of the industry comes, because they have to go to two or three locations, they're not sure, they get three different answers or call it two different answers, and this will help coordinate that. They still will get some messages they may not like. I mean, I think that anyone that thinks, well, because the city takes over, that there's no SDC charges. I mean, there are a lot of things that are still out there. The districts have to share that news, and of course the developer doesn't like it. The city will have to share a lot of that news too. They don't just go away. But at least it'll be a coordinated effort where we can look at land, planning, zoning, other things, and you look at it as a package. Where the water and sewer, of course, only looked at it from theirs, and we were looking at it from ours, and so I think bringing it together is how the rest of Central Oregon does it. We'll be able to coordinate like with these groups. That's why the Lapine Industrial Group, you know, they've sent us a letter in, supporting this in the past. EDCO, Central Oregon, Economic Development for Central Oregon, they came and testified. And, you know, this makes us a little more competitive. It's no panacea, but we'll help. Streamline the permitting process, more of a one-stop shop. Someone comes in here, they're going to get one set of rules. He was a community development director in most of his career. So when they sit down and talk with our city manager, he will be the public works director. He will know how they operate, and he also knows their zoning codes. One discussion with one person. The public works advisory committee then will take public input and oversight and help kind of when you have questions and things, you'll be able to go to them and flush out issues that won't take up the time on the council. You have a complaint over a pothole, you know, you call him. And if it's 10 potholes, then you go to the Public Works Committee. Leave the elected officials alone because they're elected, you know, they're all over the board. They're kind of squirrely. Retention of most of the current employees. There's a law, there's statutes on this that deal with mergers. When you bring two government entities together, how you deal with employees. And because the city doesn't have a lot of staff, especially when it comes to the operation of the plant, we will have to most likely take all of that staff because we have no one to fill those positions. If we already have staff that do a particular function, then we get to review and analyze where do we need help and where do we not, and then you make those decisions accordingly. And we're working on that right now, and you know, we'll get that flushed out over the next few weeks. We'll use the employees, they come with certificates, the guys at the plant who got a lot of things. We'll be able to share equipment. The same backhoe that can dig a water line, amazing what it can do with snow when it's not when it's parked for a water line. We don't have to buy two backhoes. That's a real graphic example of what this can do to the community. ORS 222, this is kind of the law, tells you that the city determines that the public interest will be furthered by a withdrawal or detachment of territory from the city, the legislative body of the city, on its own motion, may order withdrawal of territory. When you incorporate this law, then kicks in. They could, now this wouldn't happen for obvious reasons, if they wanted to become the Lapine City Fire Department, under the same ORS, they could withdraw from the Lapine Rural Fire Protection District, build a fire station, and buy a fire truck. It's the same law that would allow that to happen. Cities are fairly, they're sovereign, and they have a lot of rights, and they get to decide what happens within their jurisdictions. That is a fact when you incorporate, and that's why there's several hundred cities. It's that autonomy that you bring. Special districts were designed to provide services where there is no city. And that's why they're more rural in nature. And so it's a normal process to move from a district to the city when it makes sense. Fire, it makes absolutely no sense, was never contemplated, and that's why earlier in the slides they didn't talk about fire, because they weren't going there, and would be a negative if they did. This is kind of how we would be structured. The city manager, and of course we have our legal and audits off there, but we'll have finance. Our finance director and manager is here, Lori. She's been with us a few months. And so under that, she would be in charge of the billing, utility billing, budgets, accounts receivables, payables, all of the finances, all of that. Those things that are currently done at the district level would come in here. We don't have to hire any additional staff. Lori has capacity. We hired her in anticipation of this. So this was all, we did it several months ago, started planning this a year ago. City manager. He's a problem. Uh-oh, now
he's a problem. Just testing him.
The city manager, I'm doing some public work stuff just to get us through the next few months, while he's learning the planning side and all of that. But ultimately, the public work stuff will fall under the city manager in this small of a jurisdiction. And then we road, sewer, water, whatever else comes. And then the planning, which is going to fall under him also, with doing zoning codes. And then we have some money in our budget if we need someone to do code enforcement and other things. But remember, we have a staff of three here now, and we're going to pick up four more probably. We'll have a staff of seven, six plus him. That's plenty of management. Don't you think?
Amen.
Yeah, there's kind of the pyramid of it all. The city council, the public works, and we've had a transition team that's been meeting. We met for the first few months, and then due to circumstances kind of beyond our control, that became more difficult. So we have not met as a group, and we're doing it as needed. And I meet with whoever I need to work through things. And now we're down to these last few months. It's fairly technical in nature. But we did meet, and we brought in Scott from the plant. He talked about everything from, when they go to work, when they go home, what is the first thing they do when they get there, when they decide to go out, they're going to pump tanks, what schedule is that, how does it work, how do they decide. It was very interesting and educational for us. We'd had a session on rates and billing that the RCAC did at one of our groups, and so we're getting educated and moving forward. And that's one reason that we've got Bill Sodders, who's on Water and Sewer Board, is on our Public Works Committee. So we made sure we appointed one member at least who is on those two boards to help with a kind of the transition, make it smooth as possible. We've started planning in early 2011, and it's been going and going. July 1st is the date set for withdrawal. So that we're anticipated that both the districts, those operations would start here on July 1. We may do some work ahead of that. We'll certainly coordinate more, get used to working together, and do some things. We want to make sure the building is up and running. But officially, July 1 right now is the date that the districts functions would fall here.
Creative Works Advisory Committee.
that City of La Plaine. We dissolve that. This
comes up quite a bit. This, you know, I, for lack of a better word, you can call it Kegel subdivision. You can call it Ken's Water District. But the biggest area in town or subdivision, as you well know, is Kegel. It does not have services. And it was being worked on, and the districts were right on. I mean, that is where the city needed to go next. And I think the old boards, they were going down the right path on that. The only thing is, you got to make sure you double back with folks and make sure the support was there. And I think that we need a little more groundwork in that area. So while the money was cheap and that would have been good for the city to have that base of customers, timing wasn't right. So the question, I get it all the time, is when are you going to start that? And I think you've got to wait a couple, 3 years. You need to run this thing for a while before you start adding on. But as money and capacity, you know, works its way out, we should move there. But you want buy-in from those citizens out there. Find out what they need and come up with a financing package that will work for them. They don't want to go out and spend 10 grand trying to hook this thing up to their house. But what an example of what's already happened, talk to Scott today. You know, there's a guy that's just not too far from the sewer line. It's outside of the boundaries of the district. For him to go in and put one of these $20,000 fancy nitrate reducing systems, when in fact in 2 or 3 years we may have the pipes out there. So we and so Scott worked this through with the state and the county, and we're going to formalize that a little more. I haven't even talked to these guys, but we will be able to basically go on record saying we're going to do this at some point. Then it allows him to repair his current system, which is cheap. And then when we bring the pipes and the lines out, he is not thrown, say it costs him a couple grand to fix the one he's got, he hasn't thrown 18 more grand down the drain. So this makes a very happy citizen. And we're going to flush this further, but that's what Scott's been working on. We want to provide a smooth transition into the public works. That's a smooth, straight road going to Plina, or where is that going? I don't know. It's somewhere from around here. Because I plugged that in the internet and got it. Transition team we've talked about. Billing and finance will come here. So if Ashley's over here, we bought an office over here for our billing clerk, and she's already looked at it, and there's a sink there. And she's happy because it's like she's got her own little mini suite. But you'd come here to pay a bill, probably ask for service, cancel service, all those things will be done here. And her direct supervisor would be Lori as an example. That's kind of where we see that going. The guys that run the plant, of course, would stay over running the plant. And then the current water office, so the public works department would end up moving over there. That's where they would meet, maybe. We've thought that all through, but we could use the current offices. There's that little conference room. That could be where you bring a developer in. They want to roll out the blueprints. You know, where are the pipes? How big are they? If you go to Madras or Prineville or Sisters, you meet out at public works and they roll those maps out and look at that. It gives a place for training, and then the plant out there is really where you go to check your computers and do things, but you come and go there throughout the day, but that could become the office. The other scenario would be you just lock it up. It's got the water tank there, and it's got pumps there and other things and some control valves, and it becomes archives and, you know, you name it. And so you can see how that's headed. There, I guess we talked about some of this. The employee transfers, that's the building that could become a public works headquarters. We're still a small city. Wages have to remain the same. That's part of the laws. That when you take somebody, if they're making 20 an hour there, when they come over for up to 1 year, they need to make 20 with us. And the benefits and things are different. They are not required to be the same. So they can, with the city, just all added a retirement benefits and up the insurance. So we're going to try to work to move those along because the city was well behind. So it'll probably be kind of a balancing effect on that for employees, which, you know, there's some folks, you know, don't like that, but that's just the way it has to be. We've expanded our health care into this 457, and then we've, you know, and we'll look at what other cities similar our size pay. And, you know, that's really, it's a market. What can our citizens afford to pay? What's the market in cities our size? And the reason you have to talk about it, this is a, while it's a small district with few staff members, it's an emotional issue that it's really, that's the issue that really causes most mergers to have problems. It's not the concept of the merger. That usually makes lots of sense for everybody. It's the people issue. And that's what trips them up. So it is a huge issue. We recognize it. Everyone recognizes it. So we're trying to lay it out there. The law says you will make the same wages per hour. Benefits, that can be adjusted. We have to roll over vacation and some other things and so on. But we're going to try to be competitive. And I think it'll work out fine. And that, the debt, there is a little bit of debt. Thanks to the sewer board, the old board paid off the loan at the sewer system, so there is no debt at the sewer, except with Deschutes County, there is a loan. But the USDA doesn't have one, and we have two USDA loans. And those numbers, I didn't adjust those because I did on the report. Those are a hair less, I believe, now, because they've been paid for one more year since I did that. Shows you how times change. There's the old Lapine Highway Center. Some of you remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. State permits, the water rights, we already, the DEQ, we've sent it off. The sewer board approved it, and we approved it. That's been sent to DEQ, and I'm going to start working on water this next week. And I met with Kyle Gorman, the water master for Central Oregon, and I met with him on Thursday about this. And so we'll move forward on that. We're having our public hearing tonight. Council deliberation would be on the 14th, and that's next week. The copies you can get online if you want our consolidation business plan, the more in-depth of this, because I've given you more than you want to know. And but if you want more, you can get it there. That's the kind of where we're headed and what we're doing. I hope that, you know, unless people have questions.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, yeah. At this time, what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask Brian Earls of the sewer and water districts if he'd like to make some comments. Just push the red button.
Just push the red button. Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for you guys letting me come here tonight and testify. We're at the Water and the Sewer District. We're working hard to fulfill any needs that Mr. Allen needs for this transition. And I think it's been in process for a long time, and so we're trying to be very cooperative and do everything that needs to be done. I think, as everybody can see, that we know that there will be some benefits. I would like to get rid of one misnomer. Your rates may not go down anytime soon. So, unfortunately, as our hands are tied, sometimes the city will be tied as well in that matter. But I'm sure they'll do everything to maintain the rates and keep them at the same place if they possibly can in the near future. I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has questions from the public this time.
Any questions for Brian and the Sewer and Water District? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And I'd also like to
invite them up two at a time. That's
okay. I'd like to invite the rest of the, we have with us tonight also three members of the other three members of both committees. So if you'd like to come up here two at a time. Terry, why don't you and Bill or whoever wants to come up?
Am I getting grilled?
No, we're not. We're just listening.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Tell us what you think.
What do I think?
Which button do I push?
Push the red button.
Testing.
There you go.
I guess, it seems like everything's moving along, and
I'm just, I'm excited to get this thing done and over with so the city can move on and grow. Is my main intention in this whole thing is to just make it a quick and smooth transition, and that's where I guess my biggest worry is the fact that it took two city managers to run one PowerPoint. And they want to run the water.
Yeah.
I guess that's my only concern.
Okay. I'd like to have the record reflect that it's David Harms, those comments, and Bill, who you are and where you live.
The bullet in the I don't see Hillary, right?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Public Works Committee meets tomorrow at 10, our first meeting, and I'm sure we'll get to know each other quite well and go through that. It's been an exciting past, 9-10 months since the new board has taken over. Everything hopefully will work out the way it's supposed to on July the 1st. Well, I sure hope so. And if things are slowed, I'm sure that there will be some interim things that we'll be doing with the city to make sure this goes as quickly and smoothly as possible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Nothing tonight, Terry?
Nothing tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd like to open it to public comment at this time. Are there any public comments?
Sign up or?
No, just raise your hand, and I see Jane Benner.
Again,
just come up. Just come up and
address for the record. This hearing address.
Please come on up.
Jane Benner, 53380 Riverview Drive. As Rick had mentioned, that I was part of the political action committee that. Got Corporation on the ballot again, and one of my primary functions was to prepare the economic feasibility report. And that report was actually a pro forma budget for 3 years to project how the city would bring in income and how the city would pay its bills, and was it going to be economically feasible. Part of that was taking the total water district budget and the total sewer district budget, incorporating them in that budget. Because again, as Rick said, that was part of the ballot measure, and we needed to show Deschutes County and the state of Oregon that by taking those on, it was economically feasible. The PAC had three or four city hall meetings, community meetings, to talk about what were the advantages and what would be the challenges of incorporating, and some of them were we were required to provide certain services. In order for an unincorporated area to incorporate, we had to show that there would be certain services provided. Two of those services were water and sewer. And by having that in the economic feasibility report, we were showing that that was a service that the city would be providing initially through a different agreement, but eventually, as these things moved along, through withdrawal from the districts and taking over. So I'm in favor of the city moving forward on this, and part of the reason for that is I chair the Chamber of Commerce Economic Development and Governmental Affairs Committee, and I can see positive things by having one-stop shopping and having the availability for new businesses, or even businesses in Lapine who are going to expand or perhaps build on the industrial park, to be able to go to one place and get all their permits and get everything settled out. So I'm happy to see this moving forward.
Thank you very much, Jane.
Ted Scholder, 15640 Cornell Drive, Lapine. I just make my very short. Really, all I got to say is great. I've been involved in this issue for several years now, and the main interest is in that I'm the listing broker for the industrial park, Lapine Industrial Group, and it's essential for economic development in this community to have the water and sewer incorporated in the city. So, hooray! Move forward.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Our county commissioner, Tony DeBone.
Yes.
Name and address.
16435 Sprague Loop. Not a city resident, but a small business owner. And I don't do that business now, but my wife does here in town. I was on that utility committee, and I started with the concept that we want some economic development opportunities. We want to have one-stop shopping, and it's already been mentioned tonight. Now that I'm in my commissioner position, I really understand how some more things happen. So the tax assessed value is when somebody builds a new building and we grow our tax base. We've got a great opportunity here in the city of Lapine to grow and accelerate our growth by having our utilities under the city, having this one-stop shop, having to be a real welcoming place to bring a business and to be able to create wealth. So, I mean, for the economic development purposes, this is the right thing to be doing. I just want to make sure it's real clear. That's where I'm coming from.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any further public comments? Come on down.
Press the red button.
They're on.
Don't press the eject button. Okay. Eject. Let's see. I'm Vicki Jackson. I live on Bean Court, Three Rivers. Got a couple questions. I see, Rick, that your new plan says...
Vicki, this is just public comment.
Okay. I'm making a public comment.
All right.
About required employees. And your other plan that you had the public hearing said all employees, and I was reading ORS 23610 states that when public employees are assumed by another public employee, that all employees are supposed to be transferred. And I noted in the article, it's your last Fed Bulletin article, it said 4 of the 5 are going to be transferred over. So I'd like to know, why is it changed?
Mayor, do you want me to answer?
Sure.
First of all, that was a plan from over a year ago. Nothing is stagnant. And if the decisions are made at that time, you have a certain set of circumstances. At that time, the city of Lapine was a different place. We didn't have a full-time manager. We didn't have a full-time finance director. The world moves on, and decisions beyond the city's control said we don't want to move forward at that point. But the city always moved forward, so we kept moving and kept going, and we hired our finance director, and we hired him. A lot of things changed. That plan says that we owed money to the USDA, the district student, the sewer. That also changed. They paid it off. You can go through there, and a whole bunch of the circumstances have changed. And if we were to stop today and then restart this a year from now, the plan I just gave you will have a lot of changes. It's a plan. They're fluid. And so based on where we are today, with the staff the city has, we're going to evaluate the needs. And then we will, follow the ORS that you quoted.
Mm-hmm.
And do that appropriately, legally, and at the same time, we want to make sure we don't, we want to run an efficient operation that is staffed properly, not overstaffed. We're not going to create work for people, so there is differences. You bet.
Okay, your March meeting, the public hearing you had on March 2011, your brochure said all the place, so Jeremy might want to check 236.10, because it says all employees shall not be denied employment. You might want to check that. And I don't know if I missed something. I was wondering, I don't recall, when did the new position of public works director get created?
I think at this point in time, I'd like to just have you make comments regarding the withdrawal process.
Okay. Well.
And what we'll do is we'll have next Wednesday, when we actually have a discussion regarding this. We're taking testimony at this time, so it's not really a time to go into a lot of that, but we will have time next Wednesday. So if you'd address your comments to the council, that would be great.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and ask my questions and you can decide whether to answer them or not. I wanted to know, when did the council vote to authorize the contract negotiations for this new position? When did the council vote to authorize someone to negotiate the contract with Mr. Allen? When did the council public vote on this contract? And I'm assuming when I emailed Steve, it's still in the works. So Mr. Allen, the contract that Mr. Allen presented at the last work session is no longer in play. And also, I find it a little odd that the Bend Bulletin had an article on Mr. Allen's position, new position. So it's kind of like putting the horse before the cart. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any further comments? Hearing none, we will close the public hearing. Is there anything from the staff before we close?
No, I have nothing to add unless Jeremy does.
Nothing.
Hearing none, the public hearing's closed. And time for council deliberation. Is there a consensus with the council that we move forward on the withdrawal? Stu, how about you? Any comments? Red button.
Well, I would hope that the council does come to consensus to move forward. That has been the goal for the last several years, that the city absorb both water and sewer. And it was clearly the intent of the voters when the city was formed that that process take place. We've been debating this process for, again, several years. And through the work of both water and sewer, you know, they've been moving along with the process. One of them by paying off the loan that was owed to lessen some of the burden on the city. And we owe it to the citizens within the city to follow through with this. As was stated and has been stated over and over again, as a ratepayer and a citizen, granted, the special districts have a responsibility to the ratepayers, but the city also has a responsibility as those ratepayers are within the city. And I think it prudent of the council to move forward with this to lessen the burden on the ratepayer and the citizens, to avoid duplicating attorney fees, to avoid duplicating audits, as was stated, to avoid duplicating elections. You know, for one, as a citizen and a ratepayer myself, I'll be glad when the day comes when I don't have to worry about paying double attorney fees and audits. You know, I could donate that money to another cause. So I think it is a responsibility of this council to move forward with this at due haste. So thank you.
Thank you. Don?
I have listened to everything very carefully, and there's no question in my mind except that we should move forward. The one thing that I think we need to explain to everyone, that as a council and as we deliberate, we owe to the taxpayers in this city, we owe to the ratepayers in this city for both water and sewer to be as prudent and to keep rates and everything as low as possible. And I don't feel that any of the citizens, the people that have to reach in their pocket and pay for the bills, want us to pay salaries or anything else that we don't need to pay. I don't think we should pay duplicate salaries if we don't have to. I feel that we should follow Oregon law specifically and not try to do anything that isn't within the law. However, I think that we should be very prudent in how we spend the money that you, the citizens of Lapine, and you, the ratepayers of water and sewer, are charged. So I'm definitely in favor of moving on and moving on as rapidly as we can.
Thank you. Dan?
I'm also very much in favor of moving forward, and I think the comments that, Stu and Don had are very good. Rick has worked hard at this. The city, sewer and water districts have worked hard. Everybody has put a lot of diligence into the process, and I think we're ready for this. I've heard at least two times today about how Lapine is being recognized now that we're a city, and we are becoming more at a higher level of maturity when we take on sewer and water district. We're maturing, and we're getting off of that foundation. We're building some structure now. And so I think that we can be proud as a people that we're taking this step and actually implementing the formation of our city. So I'm in favor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I think it's evident that we've been down this road before. I would like to compliment the council on their comments because they go directly to the issue that it's been made plain over and over and over that that the citizens and the ratepayers want to see this happen. I would also like to compliment the Lapine Sewer and Water staffs and boards. They have gotten a lot of information to the city. They're working very diligently with the city staff to move this forward, and it's a good sign that we've come together as partners to make this happen. And I know that it's something that, for all the reasons it's been stated, from economics to the level of service and taking care of the employees that are currently involved in both organizations. And I'm pleased to compliment the staff for a great deal of hard work that has taken place. There is a great deal more to be done, and we have a staff currently set up so that we can manage this in a very timely, efficient manner by some of the things we've just done recently. So it's my feeling that we should move forward, and I hear consensus on the council, and so we shall. And with that, are there any further comments from the council? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much for coming out. Uh-huh.